Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 15 of Life Lean In. Man, we're always trying to get better. We're trying to grow. You don't have to be perfect because we are all in process, but we're going to keep growing, keep learning, and we're going to keep leaning in. Well, today's topic is white hot why. Why are you doing what you're doing? This is the most important question you can ask yourself, because here's the deal. White hot why, the reason we're doing things is going to lead to our success or to our failure, but more importantly, it's going to lead to our fulfillment. Fulfillment is very important for us as human beings. It's very important for who we are as families, for who we are as businesses, teams, etc. So why white hot? Well, if you look at a fire, if you kind of study a flame, the flame is actually hottest when it's white. So you have all sorts of colors within a flame, right? You got red, orange, blue, yellow. Blue is also, you know, a lot of times associated with being very hot, but it's actually the white part that's the hottest of the flame. So here's what I want to talk about today. Most of us, when it comes to what we do, is we think about what we do or how we do things, whether it's in our family, whether it's in our relationships, our teams, whatever. But it's actually the why that makes it great. It's the why we do what we do that makes what we do important. It gives us fulfillment. And I believe that every single person wants that. We want fulfillment with our lives. I think the greatest level that we can reach in our entire lives is when we reach a place of fulfillment, that what we do matters. It has meaning. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is having meaning. It's having that white hot why. So whether you've started a business or you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a part of a team or a part of a family, you want to find the white hot why of why you're doing what you're doing and to bring meaning to it. So let me ask you a question right off the bat. Are you passionate about what you're doing? Are you in a job that man, you just show up because you get a paycheck? Do you go out for that team because you really love to be a part of that particular team? Or do you just do it to keep busy? You got to ask these questions. And I think a lot of people, man, they end up in jobs and they could end up, listen, you could end up in a job that you're going there because you need to earn income, okay? So I'm not saying that money is not important, but your why you are there or why you're at that job is more important than the job itself and the money attached to it. Here's what I mean. If you were to ask me, Dan, what is the thing that you like feel like God has put in you that you just have to do? And honestly, I had to ask myself this question and I had to go back over it over the years. So years ago, probably maybe 18 years ago, I had given my life to Christ. I was serving in a church. I was a financial advisor. I was doing great in my first career. And I had felt God kind of call me and say, man, I want you to serve the church. I want you to be a part of this thing on a full-time level. And so I literally said, okay, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do that. But you've placed a red hot why inside of me that I can't ignore. And do you know what that red hot why was? I wanted as many people as possible to have what I had. And that was a personal relationship with Jesus, something that completely changed my life. I wanted every single person I could possibly think of to have what I had. I was passionate about Jesus. I was passionate about experiencing his goodness and his mercies and all the things that he gives us. Man, I was so passionate about it. How didn't matter. What didn't matter. Matter of fact, I didn't know how to do anything in ministry. I didn't know what to do in ministry. I didn't know where to go. But man, I had a red hot, I had a white hot why. Not red hot, I had a white hot why. What's your why? Because that's where it started for me. And honestly, when I started that journey in ministry, I just kind of said, okay, God, here it is. You've called me to do this. Again, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. So I'm just going to take steps towards what you've called me to do. And so I got involved. I started to serve. I got an internship that allowed me to kind of get my feet wet. But man, I would have done all of it for free. I would have poured my blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. Why? Why did I do that? Why would I have done that? Because I had this red hot why, this white hot why. I knew I had to do it, no matter what someone was going to pay me, no matter what. Well, fast forward about 10, maybe 15 years. And I had up to this point, I said, okay, God, I'm just going to do what you've called me to do. I'm going to pour into the church. I'm going to do it. Well, I had been in student ministry for 5 years. I had been moved to a different position to launch a second campus of our church, which means we were planting a new location in downtown Austin, Texas. And I was a part of a team that was doing that. We were entrepreneurial. We were figuring it out. We were figuring out the how-tos and the whats. But what mattered the most was why we were doing it. We could figure out the how and the what once we had the why. And so every step of the way, it always came back to why. Well, from there, I ended up going to seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. I launched out of that church, went to seminary, worked for another church. And honestly, after 3 years of being a part of this other church in Fort Worth, Texas, in my dream job, in what I was called to do to be a pastor, I was fired. Ouch. So I was faced with a dilemma. I mean, I had all this fire inside of me. I had this passion inside of me. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, I kind of know how to do some things. I don't know what to do. But then I'm faced with, well, maybe I'm not good enough. And why did I get fired from it? And then I asked, like, God, am I even supposed to do this anymore? And I had to ask myself and God, I had to say, look, God, what do you want me to do? And it didn't come back to what I knew or how I knew to do things. It came back to why I was doing it. And the red hot why for me was I wanted people to know Jesus like I knew Jesus. I knew he was the best thing that ever happened in my life. And so when you're pursuing a dream, when you're pursuing a goal, man, you're gonna be faced with all sorts of things that come at you. You're gonna be faced with obstacles. You're gonna come against opposition. You're gonna fail. Keeping at the center of what you do, your white hot why, is the key to your success and the key to your fulfillment. And I would argue that you need to ask yourself even a further question: is does what I'm doing, does the why actually have complete fulfillment? Am I fulfilled by doing this? I think if you were to take a poll of the things that you've done in life, did it lead to fulfillment? Did it help you? Did you have a why involved in it? Or did you just do it because everybody else was doing it? This is such an important question. You have to have a why for your family. This is a vision. You have to be able to see clearly what you're supposed to do, why you're doing it. And man, I think so many people, they struggle because they don't have a why. Like honestly, I think when I think about society and I think about people who struggle to make ends meet, and it's not always because of the circumstances around us, it's because we don't have why. We don't have that white hot thing that wakes us up in the morning and says, I am determined. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to get after it. I'm going to pursue this vision. I'm going to do this with everything I've got. I may not know all the answers. I may not know how to do it, but by golly, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go after it because I have this red hot why. I am passionate to pursue this because I have that white hot why. You don't have to be polished. You don't have to be perfect. But man, having a white hot why is something that's passionate. People can see it. People will believe in it. Man, people will follow you into it when you have it. So do you have it? Do you have your white hot why? Man, I would love for you to ask questions, maybe say some comments. This is something that you need to dive into yourself, because if we're going to find fulfillment in this life, we need to find our white hot why. Friends, this is Life Lean In. It's really up to you. You got to lean in, grow, learn. You got to dive into these questions to discover the best for your life. And I promise you, if you find your white hot why, it will change the trajectory of your life. You don't have to be perfect. We're all in process, but keep learning, keep growing, and keep leaning in.